Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
All right, 6:03, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It's Wednesday morning, Carla.
Yeah, you know, and it's all about flow, you know, Hurricane Florence. And I know we have a lot of people who listen on the East Coast, so I just, gosh, if you are listening today, you know, if we help you get through this, just turn it up. Just turn it up so you don't hear all the noise and all the racket, as my grandmother used to call it. Mm-hmm.
The racket? The racket.
Yeah. There was so much racket, I couldn't sleep last night. Yeah.
To our family and friends and listeners in the Carolina coast area.
Yeah. You and I both have family out that way.
And friends. And yes. So if you're listening online, batten down the hatches, as they would say, and hunker down.
Yeah. There's like, you know, if you've waited this long, good luck. There's no water on the shelves. There's not a lot of food left on the shelves. I mean, people do brace for this stuff. They know how to do it now. You may not need it, but you do it. We know nothing of this. Nothing.
Mm-mm.
You know? Nothing of this.
But in the words of President Trump,
they haven't seen anything like what's coming at us in 25, 30 years. Maybe ever. It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
You hit
the nail right on the head. It's going to be tremendously big and tremendously wet. It definitely is.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
Yeah.
Tremendous amounts of water.
Big amounts of water. So just, there's your fair warning.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
All right.
Ooh-wee.
Here in Vegas, going to be sunny, a little windy today, high 99. Same for tomorrow, high 96. It's about 80 right now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh, Mike, I will tell you about those fascinating new things in the new season of Jeopardy.
All right. We got that, plus some other stories after Styx. Here you go, Jody.
I'm sailing away.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Sally Field, this is an interesting thing. She just released her autobiography. She says she's glad that Burt Reynolds actually died before he could read it because she thinks it would have hurt him.
Oh.
In the book, she describes their time together as, quote, confusing and complicated, which I think we all know it was. But she says she probably dated him to fix the issues she had from her abusive stepfather. She had a stepfather who was just an awful man. That's sad. It's sad to hear that because she was indeed the love of his life. He made that very, very clear. The one that got away, really.
Yeah.
Detroit, Mike, will name an outdoor amphitheater after Aretha Franklin.
Oh,
they say it's the city's biggest non-sports venue. Well, aside from where the Lions play. Get out of here. Stop it. Get out of here. Oh, man.
Already primed for tomorrow night.
I sure am. And, boy, did you hit the nail on the head. Alex Trebek celebrating his 35th season of Jeopardy. He's got a new look. He has a beard.
No need to inquire how I spent my summer vacation. Because so many of you people asked about it, I decided to regrow my mustache. But as you can see, things got a little out of hand. These hairs kept attracting friends. Whether I keep it or not depends on you. So go to our Jeopardy Facebook or Instagram pages and let us know how you feel. Hopefully it won't be a distraction for our players.
Hopefully.
No, I think it looks really good, actually. I think it hurt him to have to say Facebook or what is Instagram.
Yeah.
I think that hurt him. But yeah, it looks good. It's not a David Letterman beard.
No.
It's a really tightly groomed, kind of a goatee-ish, beardish
thing. I wish I could grow something.
I know
like
you
that.
Do. I know you do. You tried to do it for Movember a couple of years back.
It just looked
just
awful.
Felt scruffy.
Oh,
I had a better beard going than you did. I really did, man. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
I don't know who came out with this, but these are songs, a list of songs that aren't really appropriate anymore with the lyrics.
Yeah. Well, you know, you and I have talked about a couple of these off the air, and I don't want to mention a lot of them, but yeah, there's some songs you listen to now. It's like
from the 60s, 50s, 60s.
How did they get away from that? Yeah.
For example, now, at number five, we'll just do the top five. Top five, the Crystals, back in 1962, had a big hit, and it was called He Hit Me, and it felt like a kiss.
Yeah. Back it up, sister. He what?
He hit
me. Jeez, yeah.
And it felt like a kiss.
Yeah, well, if I'm not mistaken, I think Carole King wrote that song, which, you know.
Right.
And she has said, I don't, that was not.
Yeah. What it was supposed to be. All right, number four, and we've talked about this song before, from Mungo Jerry.
Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel.
I don't even think, don't even have to say anything.
No, I know. And I don't know if people know the, it sounds like if the night is, but if the daddy's rich... Or if the daddy's poor.
Right.
Yeah.
Have a drink and a drive.
Yeah, go out and see what you can find.
Okay.
Drink and drive,
drink
people.
And drive, see what you can find. If her daddy's rich, take her out for a nice dinner. Mm-hmm. If her daddy's poor, then just do what you will.
Do what you,
Young girl, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Oh, see, this song has always bothered me. Ugh.
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Yeah. Better run, girl. Uh-huh. You're much too young, girl. Number two, we played a bit of this yesterday. I never thought about this. Rolling Stones, Under My Thumb.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's all about controlling a woman.
Right.
Down to what she wears, how she talks.
Right.
And she's even referred to as a squirming dog.
Yeah, I know.
The sweetest pet in the world.
Okay. What, does the Taliban use that song in their videos?
You can't do that anymore. And the number one song with the most inappropriate lyrics that probably wouldn't fly today, from the Beatles.
Well, she was just 17. Did you know what I mean?
So right there you could stop it. She was just 17 and you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Huh? Yeah, I know what you mean.
Apparently people didn't catch on. Because this song was remade a bunch of times. Even Tiffany remade it in the 90s.
Right. Yeah, I know. There's a song, and I actually... The melody and all that, and I know we've played it, and I mean, a lot of radio stations still play these, you know, good songs.
Yeah.
But it's that Benny Mardona's song. Yeah. That's the lyrics. And you're singing along. It's like, wait a second.
Not only was it a hit the first time it came out, then it had a resurgence and was a hit back in the 80s.
God, yeah. Is that the one I'm thinking of? Right? Into the Night? No,
yep.
Benny Mar. Is that it? Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, she's only 16.
That's the one.
So Benny singing she's only 16.
Yeah.
Beatles are probably saying, hey, at least ours was 17.
Yeah, well, that's true. And you guys all make fun of my Walter Egan. You know what? No harm there. No harm there.
Yeah.
None
at all. We got to put the whole list on our
Kenny G
website or
Facebook
page.
Don't put any lyrics in. You won't get in trouble.
Yes.
There you go. And if you want to check out our Facebook page, you can like and link up with through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Just talking about those top five songs.
Yeah.
Now, inappropriate lyrics.
Right, right.
By today's standards.
Right.
Number one.
Well, she was just 17.
By the Beatles. Now, the song that you mentioned didn't even make the top five. I don't even know. I would have to think it made the list somewhere.
I know. I didn't see it on the list, but it should be pretty high up.
She's just 16 years old. Leave her alone, they say.
Ew. Benny Mardona's.
Ew. All right, creepy neighbor, Benny. And then he gets so passionate about it.
Hold on,
the end, that's even creepier.
Yeah, near the end of the song?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Okay.
I wish I was an angel so I could pick you up and fly you away.
Oh, my God. Any 16-year-old would just say, what are you even talking about? Oh, my God, you're gross.
Oh, boy. Beginning Monday, you're going to have five chances a day to put a grand in your hand. More details soon coming up on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up 7:07. Thoughts and prayers to our friends on the Carolina coast.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people out there that we know I have family. You have family.
I sure do.
People listen on the app.
You know, my brother, he has a place on the near Hatteras, the Outer Banks. And he doesn't, weather doesn't bother him. And he's had a lot of these things. It's like, whatever, no big deal. But he said, this is going to be pretty bad. The whole area has been evacuated, obviously. He said, we'll probably get some decent winds, but there's going to be a lot of water. So, you know, you're boarding up, all of that stuff. Not fun. We don't know how good we have it. Mm-hmm. We really don't. We really don't. And I complain about the heat. I know.
And the wind.
Uh-huh. I know. Well, today, you can't even dive out
they
of the
say,
way.
They say, sunshine, windy today and tomorrow. Jeez. Out at 99, 96 the high tomorrow. It's 78 now, as President Trump said.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
Got that right.
Just be careful out there. All right. Carla, we'll have a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school. We'll do that after Corey Hart. He's wearing his sunglasses at night.
Yes.
Do you do that? I don't know. All right, here you go. Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning.
Well, hold on. Where did you go? Sorry about that. Things move. Hey, it's National Video Game Day, and they did the most popular video games of all time. I didn't know why Super Mario Brothers was trending on Twitter, but it was. That's the number one video game of all time.
Really?
Super Mario Brothers. Yep. Yep. Number two, Call of Duty. Number three, Donkey Kong. Mm-hmm.
See, I was a...
Were you a Pong guy?
When it first came out, I was.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids would play on it all day.
The only thing there was, yeah.
And then I would say, you got to go to bed.
Yeah. Yep. Whoop.
And then I'd be up all night. Galaga? Gagala?
Galaga, I think it was pronounced. I was talking to somebody else about that game last night. That was their favorite game as well.
That and Centipede.
Mine was Asteroid and Centipede.
Okay.
I loved Centipede. I still love Centipede.
The other ones you mentioned, I have no idea what they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew
ones,
Donkey Kong.
Yeah. And you knew Mario Brothers.
And Mario Brothers,
probably.
But.
Yeah. And then the others, like the, you know, Grand Theft Auto, those were later. We weren't really playing the Pokemon, that whole thing. 67% of hiring managers say that Facebook is the social media platform with the most incriminating information about job candidates. Mm-hmm. So, people, if you're looking for a job, clean it up. Clean up Facebook. Twitter is next, but that's really low. It's about 9%. Than Instagram, so be careful, because employers are, they're looking.
That's what I would
they
tell my
looking.
Kids all the time. I said, don't put that out there.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, be very, very careful. And one other thing I want to mention, it is Alligator Awareness Day, and I mention that because shouldn't every freaking day be Alligator Awareness Day?
Yes.
Watch out for those things. Jeez.
I mean, not here in Vegas.
No, but wherever else you may go, especially with this hurricane brewing. Be careful where you step. It's Wednesday. A few things you should know.
One of my favorite lyrics, I smell like I sound, not hungry like the wolf. Duran, 96.3 KKLZ, where we play the hits of the 80s and more. Grab your share of $150,000 starting Monday. The Grand in Your Hand contest is back. Details coming up soon. 7:36, John Schaefer here with news in just a couple of minutes we'll get to. Here's the question this morning. Oh, Have you ever been in a relationship where you lost the spark? And was there a possibility, or did you get it back, and how did you get it back?
Yeah.
Read this email that we got.
Oh, my God. Trisha writes, she said, hey, guys, I've been having a bit of a struggle lately. Been with my boyfriend for a few years. I think he's literally the only human being on this planet who gets me, and he is my best friend. I love him so much. My problem is I'm just not attracted to him anymore. Oh. I never lived with a guy before him, so I never knew what it was like to not be in that honeymoon stage.
Mm-hmm.
Since I'm not really attracted to him anymore, we're also not having sex anymore.
Oh.
Often find myself thinking about other guys, though I wouldn't cheat on him because that's not really the type of person that I am. And I don't want to break up with him either because we have a great life together. But we're basically in the friend zone. Wow.
Now, I wonder if the guy knows.
Yeah.
The guy would have to know, right?
I would think so. And, oh, gosh, I have a couple different things to say on this. But she goes on, Trisha says, is it possible to get the spark back in terms of physical attraction? Hmm. Oh, man. My fear is that if they're, well, If they're not having sex.
If you're not physically attracted, you're not physically attracted.
No, you're not.
And that's not coming back.
But if you're happy with the way your life is, then what do you want? Do you want to be happy with the way life is, or do you want a spark?
I always wonder, and they've been together, she says, a few years. You know, I always...
Is that more than a couple?
Yes, that is. I would say that's three or more.
Or a while?
Yeah, I'd say that's about 3 years, actually, right there. A while
Baker's
is,
cousin.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah, that's always hard. I know we've gone through that. A couple, a few, a while, several.
For some time?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You know what? 702-739-9636. Number one, can you get that spark back in terms of physical attraction?
And number two... How did you get it back?
Yes. Yeah.
If at all possible.
Because like you say, John, if it's good, I mean, you know, basically you guys need to talk and just be roommates.
Yeah.
You know?
Or number three, it's over.
Yeah. Or, you know what, pack your bags, sister.
Turn off the lights. You
know? Yeah.
The party's over.
Exactly.
702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota. You can help this person out with maybe a couple of ideas or how you did it, or maybe, like we said, number three, it's over.
Oh, boy.
If you're in a relationship and you've lost that spark, I mean, you like the person.
Yes, right.
But pretty much the love is gone.
Yeah, well, the physical attraction, anyhow, is gone.
How do you get the spark back? What did you do? How did you get it back? Or can you get it back?
Right. Trisha says she still loves him, but she's just not attracted to him physically. Tommy says, you know what? If they're not having the sex, why do I think that he's going somewhere else and getting that somewhere else?
Why do people always think that?
I know. Because people think that guys are dogs and they'll just, you know, they'll get it somewhere else. If they're not having it, they're having it somewhere else.
Then
that's
why would he even be there?
Yeah, I know. And maybe he feels the same way. He still cares about her. I don't know. Just saying, I knew that would come up, and it even went through my head. And either one of them, you know.
Could be cheating.
Yeah, she says she's not that, and I get it. Sometimes you're just not that person. People, not everyone cheats. Now, somebody wrote in here that I am a marriage and family counselor, and she said if the couple's normal and healthy, if they put attention on, you know, their intimacy again, do date nights, things like that, do some things that they haven't done, it might help. Oftentimes that helps. So a little advice there. Now, somebody else wrote in, Mike, you got to love our listeners. Maybe she could watch Lifetime for Women. Learn how to kill your husband and get away with it, kind of like my wife does.
Well, wait a second. That seems pretty drastic.
She still loves him. She still loves him. Not in love with him, loves him. But thank you for the suggestion.
Yeah. Well, you get both sides.
Oh, my gosh, do you ever, dude.
Glad we could help.
Yeah.
We are looking forward to it. Starting Monday, you're going to have five chances a day to put a grand in your hand. More details soon coming up on 96.3 KKLZ. Hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 8:06. A little bit later on this hour, chance to sit at the table for Carla's Girls Night Out.
Yes.
Corks and Crafts.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening September 19th. New place out in downtown Summerlin.
Yes, should
Anytime,
be fun.
Carla hosts a Girls Night Out. It's always a lot of fun. Notice this is a new place. They don't...
Yeah, I was going to say, we never go anywhere twice, do we?
A lot of people ask, how come you never go back?
Well, you know what? We did it once. I mean, why would we do it again? You got to do something new, right?
You got to move on.
Yes.
So, being Wednesday, it's going to be another round of...
Kazookie-okie Wednesday.
And this will be for women only, so good luck with that. Sunshine, a little breezy today, windy tomorrow. High in the upper 90s today, mid-90s tomorrow. Triple digits, though, by the weekend. Everything will settle down. 83 now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a few minutes.
Oh, Professor Kanye? Well, we'll see. Perhaps.
All right. More on that and other stories after Skittered.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Heidi Klum. Admitted she had a crush on Drake.
What?
Yeah, she admitted this a while ago. Apparently he texted her. This was a little while back. But by that time, she had already met her current boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
So she ghosted him. Apparently he texted her back and she didn't answer him. And she's been doing the talk show circuit and she told Ellen, she said, I'm embarrassed I didn't get back to him. So, Drake, I'm sorry I didn't text you back. She mentioned
Drake?
On Drake, yeah.
Got ghosted.
He got ghosted.
See, the bigger they are.
Yeah, the bigger the ghost, I guess.
Happens to everybody.
Man. Mark Wahlberg shared his daily workout schedule with his Instagram followers. All he does is work out. He wakes up at 2:30 a.m. That's his wake-up call, Mike.
Okay.
Does two workouts, one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
Yeah.
He eats a lot of snacks in between.
Okay.
Picks up the kids about 3:30. His second workout's at like 4:30.
Oh.
Has dinner. Then he has prayer time.
Prayer time.
Prayer time. And then 7:30 bedtime. How does he get all this? I can't. Jeez, I was going to clean my toilets yesterday, and I didn't do that. God.
Well, you're a lot busier. Clearly, you're a lot busier.
I'm a lot busier than Mark Wahlberg.
And you're taping for an HBO special tomorrow night. So
yes,
you got a lot on your mind.
That's right. Yes, I got a lot going on. I was writing last night. I really was, too.
You're putting the final touches on your sketches.
Yes, I am. I got all of my stuff that I've got to work out.
Okay.
You don't, Mark Wahlberg, what do you have? A couple of Wahlbergers? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And Kanye West tweeted that he's going to be teaching a class at the Art Institute of Chicago.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, the Art Institute of Chicago says we don't have any idea what he's talking about. I don't know if he's teaching a class or not. Now, I know that's a pretty big school. That's a fine, fine art institute.
That's a huge school.
Yeah, I would think they'd know if somebody's
going to
teach a class.
Hold on, let me check the paperwork here.
We don't. What is the last name? West? We don't know.
No.
We don't see a West anywhere. Huh. Is it Bob?
I went through all the W's.
We have a Bob Westerly, but no Kanye West. Professor West. No. So I don't know if he's teaching a class or not. And anybody who may have enrolled in that class, they don't know if he's teaching a class either. So I guess you show up on day one and
in an empty room and he's taking that over.
He's not gonna be here, is he? That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Well, if you want to enjoy a girls' night out with Carla Ray, we're going to give you the chance here in about 8 minutes. 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show. And with that, of course, being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Peter Schilling, Major Tom. 8:40, John Schaefer with news that we'll get to here in just a couple of minutes. But, of course, we have to fill another chair for Carla's Girls' Night Out.
We do.
At Corks and Crafts.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be September 19th, downtown Summerlin. So, being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Now, if you were listening earlier this morning, in the 6 a.m. hour, we ran down the top five songs with lyrics that are inappropriate now.
Yes, yeah.
In this day and age.
Yes.
Number one, surprisingly enough, was the Beatles.
I know.
And I saw her standing there.
Right.
All right. This was also in the top five. Listen to this. If you can identify the song we're playing on our kazoos by title, text that title to 702-739-9636 along with your name. So if you win, we know who we're calling.
Right.
All right. 702-739-9636 by title. What song are we playing on our kazoos? Good luck. All right. You have a chance to get a chair at the table, as we would say, for a girls' night out with Carla Ray with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
And tell everybody what song we're playing on our kazoos.
In the Summertime.
Yes.
Good job.
Mungo Jerry.
Yeah, Mungo Jerry.
Blast from the Past.
Which, by the way, is the name of the band. It's like Skinner. There's nobody in the band named Mungo Jerry.
Right. Wasn't his name like Drake or something? Or Scott or something? Yeah. Yeah.
Allison, you and your best girlfriend ever are going to join Carla for a girls' night out. Corks and Crafts, September 19th. It's at downtown Summerlin. It's from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And we thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
There's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Carla, a guy in Connecticut, he posed as a fake cop over the summer. He offered to clear somebody's impaired driving charge in exchange for beers and a shrimp cocktail.
Not enough?
Listen, I can take care of this whole mess for a couple of beers and a shrimp cocktail.
Yeah. Oh, that's too funny.
Well, the person reported him to the real cops, and he was arrested for impersonating a police officer. So, see, the thing is, I know he gets arrested, okay, and you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
It's just for a beer and a shrimp cocktail.
Right. Well, whatever. Okay.
And he wasn't going to be able to clear up the charges,
funny. That is too funny.
Getting fake muscles implanted under your skin is a growing trend. Plastic surgeon with offices in New York and L.A. says he has seen a 437% increase in the past 5 years. Well, why do people work out?
That's huge. I know. Well, that's just it. You can get them. I think you still have to, you know, they can't just put them in flabs so much. Oh. You know, it just kind of defines them a little bit.
Okay.
So, yeah, I know. Well, they work out because they want to be healthy, you know.
What?
I mean, exactly. Okay. They want to be what? Okay, sure, I guess.
I mean, you got all these muscles still huffing and puffing.
Yeah, exactly. You're the guy at the gym. Well, you're so well-defined. Yeah, and my cholesterol's 750.
They're fake.
Yeah, exactly. Good. Touch them. I can't feel a thing. Listen, I hate spiders. I hate bugs. They say you're most likely to see a spider in your house at 7:35 p.m. That will be tonight. Why is that? Well, that's when the female spider, they like to make their webs. Oh. And, so male spiders start wandering around at that bar. That's basically when they want sexy time. That's right. Exactly. It's last call for spiders, basically. 7:35. Hey. What's your sign? Huh?
That's a good looking web.
I can't get out of here. Hello. Somebody close the.
It's dark.
Yeah.
It's dark.
This is so weird. I don't like this sweater at all. Thank you. That you knitted it for me is sweet, but...
And now what are you going to do? Bite off my head?
Ooh, yeah. Okay. This is the other one. Hey, whatever you're into, doll. Wow. Okay. All right. Spider snuff films. That's great. Hey, if you're just joining us this morning...
Good night last night? I can't tell.
I don't know. I think she was wearing little tiny stilettos, and I have a little mark in my back. Or my, what is this, my stomach? What is this for? Let me look at my 57 eyes.
Yeah. Eight marks in my back.
I can't. You know. It's one of those reports. I can't. It's Wednesday. That's your other news.
As we do every morning, wrap up the show with a feel-good story in a feature we like to call
Tell Me Something Good.
So first kiss is always very memorable. Well, the first time Dr. Andy Traynor kissed her boyfriend Max Montgomery, they were on their first date. She barely knew him. She also saved his life.
Oh.
Yeah. They went on a really cool date. They went paddle surfing. And had a great time. They were walking back from the ocean, and he collapsed. Max had a heart attack on the beach. She is an obstetrical anesthesiologist, of course, knows CPR and all that. So she turned him over and started giving him CPR, gave him mouth-to-mouth. That old trick, right? And basically, the first kiss saved his life. It was caught on film by somebody that was passing by. His heart stopped for 17 minutes.
Wow.
17 minutes. She revived him. Ambulance showed up, got him to the hospital. Wow, what a first date.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing she liked him.
I was going to say, I'm so glad it worked out. They are dating. This was just about a month ago.
Because after 15 minutes, she could have said,
you know what? I am so over you. Oh. I really am. Yeah. Oh, man.
That's a great story.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's going to be okay, but yeah. And I was looking at the pictures of him. You know, you think, oh, heart attack was a big... No, he looked perfectly healthy. They just went paddle boarding.
Yeah, well, no more of that.
Jeez, yeah, exactly. Listen, mister, you know what? It's kale and cauliflower for you, and we're taking walks.
That's a great story.
Wow.
With a good ending. Well, if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:41, before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, looking forward to coming back Thursday morning.
We will have another place at my girls' night out table, Corks and Crafts. Going to be doing that next week, Wednesday, the 19th. So it is Thursday, of course, tomorrow, Mike. So we'll do another round of Thespian Musical Theater. And don't forget to mark your calendars for tomorrow night over at Rampart Bonkers Comedy Club. I will be over there. 7 o'clock is the show. Mike O'Brien opening the show and hosting the show. It's going to be a ton of fun. It's going to be busy. Show's at 7 o'clock, but get there somewhat early.
Yeah, like
it's gonna
be packed. Quarter to 5.
Yes, exactly. You'll want to grab dinner at 4.
MNC's Comedy Road Show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Wendy Rush comes in next. She'll keep you company throughout the workday. Anything you missed on this morning show, you know, you can download an episode of the Mike and Carla Morning Show right through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, along with interviews, showbiz news, and more. Just go to 96.3kklz.com. We come back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m. So be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.